Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we're going to talk about one of the strange things that is evident in the celebrity slash Hollywood world. And that is, the celebs having their children change gender. Baby's not just being cross-dressed. Baby is having baby's gender altered. So we're going to come to that in a second. Before we get to this one, my thanks as always to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this, link below. And seeing how it's a Friday and we've got to almost the end of the week, if you've enjoyed the work I've put out this week, maybe consider buying me a coffee. There's a link below. Independent journalism doesn't have the funding of the mainstream, and we need all the support we have. And I'm so thankful for you guys because you're more than generous. But if you can buy me a coffee on a Friday, that'd be great. I'll have an Americano with no soy in it, please. Go easy on the soy. Right. Here's the thing, folks. There is something very strange going on in Hollywood. And I'm looking at images of the son of Megan Fox, who's dressed as a girl, the son of Gwen Stefani, who's wearing a tutu, a skirt, looks like a girl, the daughter of Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, who looks like a boy, the daughter, the son of Adele, who looks very much like a girl, young girl, the son of Charlize Theron, who I'm not sure what this, but certainly looks female. And finally, the son of Naomi Watts, who looks like a girl as well. So as you can see, basically what they're doing is they're dressing up their children in the clothes of the opposite gender to what they were born. So if they have sons, they dress them up as girls and they seemingly are transiting them to, superficially look like a different gender to which they were born. And you've got to ask yourself a couple of questions here, like, why is this a thing? Has this always been a thing? And this is that gets me into the world of Hollywood and celebrity culture and Satanism, because I think that these individuals, to hold the very high place that they have in the celebrity circuit, and they have unlimited wealth, you know, and all the rest of it. And some of them, I know, I think Gwen Stefani, she was on the recorded on the Epstein flight logs, although, of course, probably totally innocently. But just saying, I think these individuals are basically required to make sacrifice if they want to get the fame and fortune that they crave and the riches that they crave as well. And I think that sacrifice that they have to make, that they are called upon to make, is the worst one of all, sacrifice of their own children. Now, they're not killing their own children. I'm not saying that for one second. But you'd have to say, it seems to be a thing that these mega celebs, if they have children, tend to then transit their children and dress the children up and, you know, address them in a different gender to their birth gender. And as we know, and as Donald Trump rightly pointed out the other day, you know, you're assigned your gender at birth, and it never changes. Doesn't matter what clothes, doesn't matter if they put a skirt on you, doesn't matter if they, you know, use their couture to give you the appearance of a different gender, you're still the same gender. So this to me is like child abuse. So these Hollywood celebs are basically, they seem to be abusing their children by saying, oh yeah, but my child was born in the wrong body. My child needs to be, if it's a boy, it needs to be a girl. If it's a girl, it needs to be a boy. You know, there's something very, very wrong. And I think, and okay, I know I'm a conspiracy theorist or AKA a realist, but I think there's something profoundly evil about it. I think it's more than just trendy. I think it's evil. I think it is a visible and outward sacrifice being made by these Hollywooden heads to their controllers. And by doing this, I think what happens is they sustain their prestige, they sustain their, you know, their public position, their wealth, their income, their hit records, their casting in top movies, you know, their place on the catwalk, whatever it is, this is the price that they are asked to pay. And some people would tell you, and I wouldn't necessarily want to disagree with them, that actually this has been going on for a long time. It's not a modern thing. It's just that in recent times, it's become more obvious and we are much more aware of it. So it's another good reason to stay the hell away from Hollywood and celebrity culture, which seems to me to be just totally toxic, utterly malign, and not healthy in terms of for the celebrities, and then worst of all, for their children. Thanks for listening.